This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now I'm standing next to the president again, next to a collapsed bridge here. And he is here to commit to work with the governor and the delegation to make sure that we get this fixed quick. Fast as well, too. This is a president that is committed to infrastructure. Yeah, and then on top of that, the jewel law of the infraction bill that is going to make sure that there's going to be bridges all across like this, all across America getting rebuilt.
All right, this is a short segment. Long segment's coming up. Owen Benjamin, our guest, owenbenjamin.com. Owen, great comedian, great brain, really avant-garde, fire starter. What are you going to hit? I'm turning you loose right now. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I just want to talk about how that's so broken and gone that's why I just started looking to rebuild from the ground up. Because, you know, like when I make fun of RFK Jr. sounding like two frogs are, you know, copulating in his throat, and people think that means I like Biden. I'm like, dude, I look at the Fetterman-Biden situation, and I'm seeing such a post-collapse situation where it almost looks like it is a humiliation, you know, that I got very local. I got very localized in my life, and I've been really happy doing it. You know, like, I know it sounds obvious, but just growing tomatoes, growing my own food, milking my goats, milking my cows. And I know that people can say that they could come and take your land and all that. But America is so vast and huge that I don't even see logistically how they
do
that.
No, they need us to comply.
Yeah. It's a free will world. Exactly, dude. It's like they want us to bend. They want us to agree. It's like the story of Job where the devil doesn't win anything unless you're like into it, unless you say yes. And so that's what the path I've been on, because I just want your listeners to know that obviously I think RFK Jr.'s message, especially when it comes to vaccines, is far superior to Joe Biden. I don't think Joe Biden should be allowed to drive a car. You know, it's like, it's so far gone that's why I've kind of taken it on my shoulders to try and rebuild. I mean, my wife spins wool. I mean, I'm pretty much to a point where I don't think that these institutions should be relied on for almost anything.
And isn't the funnest part about farming and everything, at least when I've done it, because I have family that does it full time, when I did it off and on during the summers and stuff, from about 11 to 16, I would get high doing it. Like, I'd be milking cows or doing work or driving a tractor or shredding, and I, like, the day would go by, I'd be like zone out and be so happy, or like go out and pick all that, you know, a truck farm, go out and pick all that, you know, all that, you name it, tomatoes, zucchini, squash, peas, and then I'd be there at night, you know, sitting around, people are playing cards, drinking beer, cracking the peas and get ready to cook them tomorrow night, or go butcher a cow and you're slicing up this cow, all of a sudden you're eating it that night. It's just like you get high. You go to your neighbor's house and they cook pies, eat dinner there. You just, you know, you get high living in the country. And so much of that's gone, though, because now it's like satellite TVs and, you know, just the country's not what it was. But growing up in East Texas, it was amazing.
Bro, that's amazing. Like, that's exactly it. Like, what you just described is like my heaven. You know, you don't get sad. Like, depression and anxiety isn't really a natural human condition. So if you're shoveling manure and you're growing stuff and your kids are running around, like, you're so active that you don't get sad. Because I've felt.
But you're in your. I'm interrupting you. I'm going to give you the floor next time, but you're right. You're in an epigenetic thing that 1,000 generations did. Supposed to do it. You're supposed to have kids running around fighting while you're taking care of chickens and shoveling crap and, you know, shooting a wolf or hit it with a bow and arrow. I mean, you're yelling at the chickens like you were doing that last video.
Yeah, and it's like, and you see so much truth in it. I don't know if one of your producers can find one of my videos I did where I showed people exactly how they're controlled through goats, where you bring the goat in, you give it pornography, satellite TV, corn syrup, fluoride, whatever it is, and they put their face in and they're eating it. And then you put them in crippling debt. You know, you put the thing around their neck and then you milk them, which is their future income. And then you castrate them. You call them brave and beautiful if you don't want them procreating. And I'm like watching this and I'm like, oh, it's just all farming. And so it's really hard to trick or deceive the farming type, the rural type. And I think that's why they're so hated amongst the establishment.
Did you know that, Ben, did you know that, well, not just Benjamin Franklin, mainly Thomas Jefferson obsessed on the farmers as the answer to tyranny?
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's impossible. The farmer doesn't get as deceived as easily.
Hold on, we'll come back and say.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and say 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Agriculture is our wisest pursuit. Because it will in the end, contribute most to real wealth, good morals, and happiness. Again, agriculture is our wisest pursuit because it will, in the end, contribute most to real wealth, good morals, and happiness. He'd been all over the world, or all over the Western world. He'd, you know, been graduated from college. He was like 18 years old. But Thomas Jefferson said, I've seen everybody, but the American farmer, and French historians like Alexander de Tocqueville came here and saw the same thing, really knew how to do everything. And he said, they're really hard to con, and they're really smart, and they know what's going on, and this is what we need. Because in Europe, you were still feudal serfs on the land that they controlled. These were farmers turned loose to be free, and Thomas Jefferson, that wrote our Declaration of Independence, saw them as the answer. So I know, Owen Benjamin, you go over this a lot in the change in your life there. And so you were interrupted by the break. Recap that, finish up with that, and let's talk about all the other big issues.
Yeah, and I love Thomas Jefferson. He's one of my heroes. I think he's my favorite forefather. And I think the American rural productive male is extremely unique and extremely valuable. And what you were just talking about with East Texas and how you're describing that is my heaven, you know, where it's like you're out there working during the day, you have community, you have kids running around, you have productivity. At night, your tribe, you know, your family, your clan, you're talking, you're engaging in culture creation. And you don't feel that sadness or that anxiety or that constant feeling that something's wrong that you feel in an urban environment. And so I think Thomas Jefferson is right on the money. And I found that my life has gotten a lot better when I wanted to be part of the means of production, where it's I just have this little farm stand, and my wife makes soap from our goat milk and bakes bread, and we have produce and eggs and butter, you know, and it's I wake up in the morning and milk the cow and milk the goats and all that stuff. And I'll just make a couple $100, but it's the best money I've ever made because it's from the dirt, from the soil, from this unending source of power in America. And it really is unique. Like as much as the parasite class, and when we look at DC and Silicon Valley and the predation of children and all that, it's so unbelievably disgusting, especially when contrasted with the greatness of America, which is the rural farm. And that's what the founding fathers, especially Jefferson, focused on. And he's so right. You can't be deceived. You have a lot of skills. You know, like my children at 7, 4, 2, and 1, I mean, two of them are already really good at violin. You know, they're learning Latin. They have, like, their homeschooling curriculum is incredible. And I know I can come across as a roast comedian and be kind of quote unquote mean, but I don't really see it that way. If I do a video of it or do it in person, you can see my intention isn't to like hurt people, but I really do see the answer to be from the dirt, like from the ground
up. No, I totally agree. Let's take Bloomberg, who set up a fast-track live-time trading system to literally game and rig the stock market. Now it's totally rigged with AI. Remember him about 5 years ago, he said, all farmers do, in fact, they found the quote, is stick a piece of corn in the ground and watch it grow. Their job's easy. No, it's incredibly hard. It takes incredible focus. And it's just sick. So Bloomberg sparks bipartisan outrage for condescending remarks about farmers, saying that they're idiots and they're dumb and it's so easy to just grow corn. Well, corn's easier than most stuff, but no, it's hard to do. And it's dedication, and you don't control all the elements. And so to insult the people that built this country, that's a scumbag.
Total scumbag. Yeah, and he's ignorant to it, too. I mean, some people might actually be ignorant. I don't know, Bloomberg, he seems like a scumbag to me, but I didn't realize it. I got into this later in life. Me and you actually are a little reversed. Like, my upbringing was more... It was a little more detached from the natural world. My dad was a professor, and I could have easily thought that there was ignorance in the country, in the rural country. And now I see it's the exact opposite, that these people are resilient. You know, you can plant a whole garden and a deer jumps your fence, kills everything. You know, a frost comes too early, all your fruit is gone, and you have to stay grateful and stay hardworking. And those are the type of people I like, and those are the type of people that will survive any of these catastrophes. And so I am hopeful for the future. It depends on where you're at, you know, who your friends are, what your systems are like, because, you know, I think there's a lot of people that can't resist or they can't survive through any kind of hardship. Like they don't even know where corn comes from. Like they don't know about blights. And
oh, have you seen the videos of people protesting liberals that have moved into upstate New York because they're going to have a local deer call because there's too many deer? And people come up and say, don't kill those deer. And the guys go, don't you buy hamburger meat? And they go, well, yeah, that's different. No, you're actually not even processing it. It's much more painful. They're just, they don't know where electricity comes from. They know nothing.
They know nothing, nothing. And they, same, yeah, it's the same with all animals. Like the vegans that think that they can get away with eating without killing are crazy because it's pest control. Like we have all these raised beds and we'll have a vole come and kill all our peas. So we have to trap it or kill it with cats or with traps or, you know, with a little vaccine pest control. And it's hilarious because these vegans are like, oh no, I've avoided all cruelty. I'm like, the least cruel way to eat meat is hunting or organic farming of a cow or a
cow. Because a cow eats grass and that's it. They have no idea how much killing goes into farming.
Exactly. It's all killing. It's all death. And it's beautiful. I mean,
what you said about deer is nobody in a real farm is following the season and all the game wardens turn their head. When the deer keep jumping the fences and eating your crops, you kill them, you eat the meat, and then the deer learn to not come in there. But again, they don't get what goes on here, what agriculture took to push the animals out.
Yeah, yeah. And they're supposed to be eating it. When you kill a deer, they have the perfect amount of brains to tan the hide. It's almost like God made it to eat. You just open it up, the meat's all right there. And that's their purpose. And another thing that farming teaches you is that death isn't even scary. Like one of the biggest driving forces of modern insanity is this super fear of death. And when you see a lot of death, you know that it's not the end. You know, I don't know specifically what happens when you die, but I'm pretty comfortable with death at this point, and it's not really that scary. Like, animals die, you eat them, people die, you know, they go on, their soul goes on, and this place is a blessing. And so when you live that way, when you live a more rural lifestyle, these Bloomberg types almost appear like insane, like the level of insanity is so nuts.
Billionaires, most of them, they're all running to the country to build their own redoubts and farms while they tell us what idiots we are.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And they keep, and that, well, the beauty of where I live in North Idaho, and one reason why I picked it is because the winters are so hard and there's so little, infrastructure for some of these people that all these Californians moved in and then they all left because one winter here and they went home. They went somewhere else because it's so hard to live here in the winters that it keeps the weak out. I think it's a real pest control because, you know, these people are fleeing what is collapsing and try to tell everyone how to live. Like, to not have a gun You know, because everybody has all these things that they see guns as. Oh, you have a gun, it means you want to hurt people. It's like, no, it means I want to protect my animals, protect my family. You know, everybody is against guns until there's hyenas, until there's, you know, until there's coyotes and wolves at the door. And then you have to, like, the idea of owning a gun is about love. It's not about hatred. And so these people, they have these, they really are very damaged. It's very Mouse-utopia. I don't know if you've ever seen the Mouse-utopia experiment, but it's
I have. Well, I mean, look, the average leftist has been brought up in a high rise. Everything is DoorDash. Everything is Uber Eats. They literally are obsolete. And I love how Noah Harari, who couldn't find his ass with both hands, he literally tells us we're obsolete.
Yeah, it's upside down world. It's inversion. Family is wealth. You know, money is debt. You know, I tell this to my listeners a lot. And these people are, everything they say is inverted. And that's one reason why I can see through a lot of psyops. I'm not clairvoyant or anything. It's just like, once I've identified a nonsense machine, I'm like, okay, everything they say is the opposite because they live in an upside down reality. It's inverted. And so
it is. So how do we get out of an upside down world? No, you're saying, well, I'll individually get out of it, but the collapse is coming. It's going to really hurt a lot of people. You're probably safe where you're at. I'm probably screwed where I'm at. Let's talk about it with Ellen Benjamin straight ahead. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Benjamin on here to nostalgize. That's a word. To go through nostalgia. Growing up, but I grew up in a suburb of Dallas. But from the time I was 11, we were blessed enough that we had people I could go work for. My parents said, well, maybe a complete wimp who didn't care about so-called child labor laws. So when I was 11, they put me for like 2 months out of summer working for a major ranch next door to our ranch that we'd sold to decades before. Big, nice ranch with Black Angus, you name it. So I only worked there like 2 months, but at first it was really hot. It was crazy, 100-something degrees. But I got, after being there a month, because they had thousands of cattle, okay, and they were out open range. They also fed them. Three or four days a week, 18-wheelers would pull up, and it would be my job with a few other people, most of them a little 14, 15, 16, to get up there and to get all the feed off and then to go load it. And I got to where, after a month of doing it, a couple days a week, like I loved it when the trucks pulled in, usually about two of them, to climb in there and get it all out and do it. And I love when they say, go to this, you know, this hay barn and, you know, grab all this hay and move it here or whatever. It's also worked there some in the winter. And then over the years, I worked there a lot. I got kicked out of high school for fighting for a year when I was 15. So I worked for a large animal vet that I met through that for a year. Incredible work, learned so much, industrial level vet. We're talking about taking cows to slaughterhouses, getting ready for that. That was part of the job. Artificial insemination. It was just amazing. And I'm telling you, I got to where 5 a.m., alarm clock goes off, grandma's cooking you breakfast, truck pulls by, picks you up, 6:30 a.m., you're in a truck with a bunch of cowboys going out to dehorn 5,000 cattle. And at the end of the day, you're not just paid that money. They go, here's $500. You did a good job on top of your money. Now we're going to get whiskey. And I'd be driving back, and they'd be pulling off the whorehouses, and I'd just go, don't take me home. But I'm telling you, man, that's what Texas is all about. And that culture just is not around anymore. Owen Benjamin, you got any stories top that?
No, those are pretty intense stories. I know guys that are in that world, and it does look pretty amazing. My world is a little more smaller scale. Like I have four cows, but I have seen them get artificially inseminated. And, it's so funny. Like my sperm guy, I call him my sperm guy, who comes by with like a truck filled with cow sperm. And he's always super giggly. And it seems like he's not even like that into cows. And I'm like, why do you do this job? Like you don't even seem that into cows. And he just like giggles. And I'm like, you're into the sperm.
But what's incredible about these rednecks is these are not the all hat, no cattle rednecks. These people would work from 7 a.m. until nighttime like crazed maniacs. It was like completely a macho. You know what I'm talking about? Like that's what built America. And most of these cowboys had like a gravel truck and you know, a cement truck. I mean, they're just maniacs.
Yeah, they're the toughest guys I've ever known. Like those type of guys. They can just hit the ground and be trampled. And because I know a few guys up here that do rodeos, and they're the toughest people I've ever known. To a point where it's very intimidating, where I don't think they actually feel a lot of pain. But, yeah, I'm not on that level. I'm more of like a day walker between the worlds. Like,
but the point is just you and a family farm's way to do it. You don't have to be the extreme crazy East Texas cowboy. But you got plenty of them there in Idaho and Montana and Wyoming. It's definitely something else.
Yeah, and I don't think you're necessarily effed where you are, by the way. Like, I don't think that, you know, I think some people get a little worried if they live in a more urban environment. But when the collapse starts falling apart, I don't see it as just like Mad Max. I see it as like people with a lot of despair and a lot of, you know, addiction to comfort. They're just going to start crumbling. But if you have that fire in you and if you are willing to work hard and you have friends, I really don't see, you know, I don't see it as catastrophic as other people see it. Like, I think that you can survive wherever you are as long as you have some access to production, whether it's 20 miles away on a farm or whatever. You know, I think that it's going to be more mouse utopia. Like, people.
No, I agree. You're going to have all the leftists in their own bubble being abused being told we're all dying in the countryside.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they're just going to be, you know, goggles, like this world that isn't even real. They're just going to be reinforcing all these like lies in their head, and they'll just start withering away. So I actually see it as a time where it's like a pruning tree where it's going to be cut back a lot. And then that'll lead to more growth if you show up. You know, one of my friends has a phrase where he says, you know, life rewards those who show up. And so if you're willing to take these stands, and you don't even have to be super aggressive about it. Like I used to be more aggressive. And you just know what's wrong. You're not lying to yourself. You know, lying to yourself is the worst thing you can do. And you're like, you know, the marriage is not slavery. Money is not like the goal of the world. These children are not learning anything in these with this race stuff and the trans stuff. It's all obviously evil. So if you just start breaking away from that, the future actually looks pretty bright for you because there's going to be a lot of opportunities opening up and a lot of resources opening up for people that don't break or don't buckle. That's my next question.
We talked about the rural aspect. That's just an archetype of emancipating the soul and getting out of the matrix.
Yeah.
How do you expect this collapse to go down? Because I agree with what you said earlier. I think we're already in it.
Oh, we're way in it, man. We're way in it. I think it's, but it's all free will. I think that there's going to be an introduction of central bank digital currency, UBI. It's going to be really comfortable. It's going to feel great for people. I think they're going to attach it somehow to a biological ID, like whether it's retinal or something like that. And then I think people are going to be very comfortable. They're going to be comforted to sleep. It's going to be like hospice, you know? And I think if you're, you don't have to go crazy. You don't have to go full Amish, but if you're anything outside of that and you can see it for what it is, it could become, you know, just another one of the layers of the scam, like Social Security or something. But if you dive headfirst into that and become one of these bubble people, I think that you're just going to be lulled to an early death and, you know, you won't have a family to live on and it's just going to suck for a lot of people.
Yeah, no one to protect you when the state euthanizes you.
Right. And I think it's going to be presented as a solution. I don't think it's going to be like fire and brimstone. I think it's going to be like, you know, are you an organ phobe where you're not willing to give up your organ for more? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I think
no, that's precisely
be,
it. Like, you're not willing to agree to be euthanized in a year for the earth? I mean,
what, you want to kill the earth? Like, you're not willing to give up your liver to a minority group? Like, what, do you hate East Indians? You know, it's going to be the same scam they always do where you're full of hate if you don't give up, blah, blah, blah. And the key is just don't go with it.
Well, that's it. The left trains you to start with little things like don't say the N-word. I'm like, well, I like black people more. Their feelings, okay. Next, can't say mother or father. Just exactly. They train you to give in. Then it becomes more and more they want.
That's why know thyself is so important. Like, I never stopped saying the N-word because I knew it wasn't hate. You know, I know for a fact it's not hate because I know myself. And in my world, like in my comedic world, if I give up a word, that's like giving up like a color if you're an artist. You know, I can't give up a group. If I'm going to make fun of the Danish people, the Canadians, if I'm going to make fun of Christians and Muslims, I'm going to have to make fun of Jewish people. And it's like, and I know in my heart I don't have hate. So, but now I'm starting to pull back from all of that. I'm just starting to be like, you know what? I'm just going to focus on growth and, you know, being grateful and stuff like that. Cause I think in the end of the day, that's going to be the real struggle is staying, keeping your morale, keeping your gratitude, keeping your, that fire that you talked about with the Texas guys. You can work all day dehorning cows and still like hang out with the boys at the fire. Like that's what America is. And so as a comedian, you know, I've like held lines that seem a little crazy. Like, why not just stop saying the N word? But I'm like, you know, I know I do see pretty far down the road where if you give that up, why not more words? And South Park did a lot.
Well, that's what, I'll stay there. Let's come right back and talk about that because it's really, really important. And I mean, they're openly saying that they want to arrest people that are against forced vaccination. So it's all in the same vein. We'll be right back.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers. They're filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, We have the ultimate tooth whitening acrylic calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with extended. We gotta do a commercial-free podcast. Those are really popular. They had about 2 million views. I haven't done them in months on Saturdays. I've been so busy.
Receiving this transmission.
We got to get Owen Benjamin back on the broadcast soon. We only got like 27 minutes left, and then the great Owen Schroyer takes over with the War Room, owenbenjamin.com. But I was thinking about this during the break because a friend of mine just sent me a photo of a man opening his car door but leaning through the window to put his credit card in the computer there to get the gas in the credit card reader. And people look at these videos and think they're fake. They've gone out and interviewed the women, the media has. I saw stories that they really put gasoline in plastic bags when a hurricane's coming to hold the gasoline. Because they buy everything else in their life and put it in a plastic bag. Well, this must be good, even though it eats through it in about 10 seconds. And the video, the media went and interviewed the woman. They saw her license plate that was trying to charge the Tesla. And she said, well, I just bought the car and I was tired that day. Now I'm not putting women down. It's just mainly that these are women doing this. These are real videos. What are, and a lot of men are like this too, but women particularly, you know, on average, it's that, you know, part of the graph that's really high, do not understand how anything operates, but they're the most likely to believe in the system because they're disconnected from it. So if a farmer is the closest to reality because they're having to make it or break it, or a rancher, or, you know, an oil field worker, women's jobs mainly are now not taking care of children. It's just working in a corporate la-la land. I'm not singling women out. But how are they going to deal with the collapse of society? Because to me, that's frightening. Because it's hard to keep civilization going. And if you even have a birth rate of 10, 20% beneath replacement rate of 2.2, you have collapse. Well, not just replacement rate has collapsed, Owen, but the general public. I mean, I remember my dad's dad. My other grandfather was about as simple as I am. He knew how to do basic stuff. He could roof the house and, you know, fix the stove. But my dad's dad had combines and everything. And I remember him, like, taking Folgers cans and welding them on to fix parts because he didn't want to pay for them. And, you know, like, just like a mad demon, like, doing everything. You walk out, shoot a squirrel, and skin it in 2 minutes and fry it up for lunch. I mean, you name it. You know, butcher a cow in, like, 4 hours, just like a machine. And I think about a guy like that versus these people, that's like a god compared to a monkey. I mean, it's not even, I cannot imagine how much the brain trust that we've lost.
Oh yeah, 100%. To the point where that's one reason why I tap out of trying to understand some things that are going on, because I genuinely don't always understand how much people have fallen out there. And some of my friends have explained to me that I live in a bubble, like that Bud Light thing with putting the trans on the can. I started thinking like it had to be on purpose, like they're trying to destroy Bud Light on purpose, or it's to get an ESG. I couldn't imagine people being that crazy and dumb. But then some of my other friends are like, dude, you don't even know, man. The world they live in, they're that crazy now. And so that's why I'm not always aware. Like, I'm pretty good to see through spells and stuff like that and kind of have a good take on the world because of my lifestyle. But, yeah, I mean, they don't know where their food comes from. They don't know anything about, you know, the life they're in. They're under so many assumptions and spells that they're just these docile kind of slave people. And those are some of the most entitled people. Like, they're some of the people that are the most aggressive, the most, you know, dependent. And yeah, I don't know, man. I think that, yeah, the birth rate is a serious problem. And these women, a lot of times women can latch on to the strong masculine character. And if that masculine character is the state or the corporation or their boss or whatever, they can be sent down these paths of complete self-destruction. And it is pretty humiliating.
It's going to be spectacular. And I agree with you. The collapse, we're well into it now. But how far does it go?
I think, I don't know. I mean, I couldn't have imagined that it went to like Fetterman, you know, and now we're past that. Like when the COVID thing first started and people were wearing a mask and then sitting down and taking off their mask, I was like, how can this be? Cause it wasn't even the mask. If you actually thought that there was something in the air and you wore a mask, that's all right. That's not really insane. Like, that is a valid response to if you think there's something in the air. The crazy part was when they would follow these rules that made no sense, where if you thought there was something in the air, why would you take it off then when you sit down at the table? You know, and it was those moments where I started seeing real mental illness. Because just wearing a mask isn't actually mental illness if you're always wearing it. Like, let's say if you actually do think the threat is in the air, you can wear a mask. That's fine. Like, I have the opposite problem. I was so gung-ho against masks that I wasn't wearing a mask one day, cleaning out my chicken coop, and I actually had like a cough for like a month. It was hilarious.
Oh, no, no. My you need to wear a mask when it's a hot, yeah, dusty day and you're on a tractor. There's a place for mask.
Yeah, there's a place for mask. And if you thought that there was something in the air and you wore a mask, I'm not judging you at all. It's when you would wear it, if they started making these nonsense, these like nonsense rules where it's like, you know, hop on one leg because it's Friday or you hate your grandmother. That's when I'm like, oh, these people are pretty
well,
much
Well, it was I mean, like a woman has a baby, and then they put up a plastic bear between her and the baby. That the baby just came out of her. Those are real photos.
Yeah.
Or people in bands inside pods at the high school. It's all just, see what you get these people to do. It's all exploding. They knew it came out a year and a half after it that the major intelligence agencies and militaries of the world used weapons-grade psyops that were illegal to use on Muslims. Some of the top guys went on OAN and exposed it, who'd actually written the protocols for this. They wouldn't use this on foreign enemies, but they use it on us to, quote, mind control and terrorize the public. So the public really are victims of mind control. But they look at victims of all this other imaginary racism. How about your victims of the deep state mind control? Because they admit they did it.
Yeah, and I saw the techniques. I mean, my dad was a persuasion professor, you know, went to Oxford. You know, I grew up with people that, you know, they weren't doing like black ops sites and stuff. It was more about how news broadcasts work. Like my dad taught Al Roker and people like that. It was more how to speak to persuade. So I got interested in some of that stuff, and I looked into how what happens in camps and what they developed in World War II and all this stuff. And when I saw them do it on the mass population, one of them is just keep changing the rules, keep changing the information. You know,
get them off balance. Get them off balance.
Yeah, always off balance. Always and exhaust them. And repetition of the same hooks, the same. You know, 2 weeks to stop the curve, 2 weeks to, I have some listeners that used to be in intelligence agencies and they were like, are happening here. And I'm like, yeah. And the good news about this, so why people shouldn't be super terrified is it's all consent. And so the key is don't break, you know thyself. Know what is right and wrong.
Well, that's my problem. And it seems like that with you and a lot of other people. What globalists aren't understanding is, historically, you can get 80% of people under a new psyop to go along with you. But the next time you try it, now only 50% go along. But there's always a large minority that is immune to it and becomes highly activated by it. And now that's happened. And you look at this giant story with RFK Jr. and this rat-like creature, Peter Hotez, like you said, like a literal out of central casting gremlin. Why would they double down and try to bully RFK Jr. and Joe Rogan, not knowing they've got all this populist support, whether they're pure or good or not? The point is, why did this guy think with his CNBC, CNN audience, he was going to beat the new media? I mean, it's just these guys don't get it. Oh, you got 300,000 viewers. He's up against somebody with 50 million, dumbass. They don't seem to get that. Just because you're wearing a little white lab coat, you little monkey, you little flying monkey, doesn't mean you're in charge anymore, you dumb bastard.
Yeah, I don't. One thing I stepped away from is I don't know how aware people are. I used to think I did, and then I would come up with generalizations that I now think are kind of false. Like I used to think that there was people that were more aware of what they were doing and they were more responsible for like their actions against me, and I was a little more aggressive. And then I realized that they don't know anything. Like there is some of the most blind people in the world. So the central casting gremlin, does he actually believe what he's saying? Does he actually think he's winning? Does he actually? I have no idea. And it's so dumb and so crazy that it appears like it's all intentional and it's all script and all that. But I've seen like what you just showed with the gasoline and the plastic bag and all that. You know, I don't always understand the depths of depravity and the depths of self-deceit. And so that's why I kind of tap out. Like, I can't ascribe motivation anymore.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And then I almost see it as no matter who's in there, with the exception of someone who's like legitimately mentally deficient, like a Biden or somebody like that, they could, the more you hold them accountable and the more you voice opposition when they go off the path and the more you don't hold them above you, the better job they'll do and the more they'll actually, you know, do a
well,
good
I
job.
I think that's
America.
The biggest takeaway of 3.5 years of Pentagon, British Ministry of Defense, Australian military, it's all the folks looking up on the Telegraph. Military ran psychological warfare to brainwash and terrorize public. These are headlines, okay? Army experts boost NATO fight against COVID disinformation. This is what they did. They threw everything at us, and still now it's blown up in their face, and almost everybody understands they were lied to. So as powerful it seems up front, they are not all powerful if we just hold the line. But here's the issue, Owen. How do you think they're going to strike back next? Because they're not going to give up. A bigger war, Russia, Ukraine, a new bioweapon release. What do you think?
I've thought about that a lot. I'm not sure. I think the next thing they want is more reliance on economic dependency, and they want a controllable, a programmable dollar, which would be central bank digital currency, like the merger of the crypto and the dollar, so that you can have it completely private and you can program someone whether or not they're capable of using a dollar based on their social credit score and based on how, you know, like you can only spend money within 30 miles of your home, 50 miles of your home. Oh, we don't like this opinion. 10 miles of your home. You're not allowed to buy this, this, this. So, that's
and by the way, I'm glad you raised this. I want you to speak to it. I had this ready for you today to ask you about this because I was going to say to you, the biggest threat is the digital central bank digital currencies, the ESGs.
Yeah.
And now it's official. The United Nations planning digital ID linked to bank accounts. They admit the whole thing, a social credit score program. Talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's their, when you know where someone wants to go, like whether you're in sports or whatever, you focus on where they're trying to go, and that's the best information you can have. And so clearly what they want is control over buying and selling and who gets to do it and why. And that's the ultimate control of behavior. And so the key to that is, because there's nothing you can really do about what these people do, and if they roll it out, that's what they're going to do. But the key is to not think it's good, you know, to not like get on your knees with an open mouth begging for them to feed you. Then you're in a really bad spot. But they're going to keep trying to do this. And so that's why I find it very important to create local communities, local economies, barter, trade, productivity. You know, somebody has an ability to do carpentry or plumbing, and you have fresh tomatoes, you can exchange that. And when they roll that out, the more people are not super gung-ho about it, the more it's not an idol, the less controlling it will be. Like, it could be, you know, a central bank digital currency comes out, everybody has universal basic income based on their retinal whatever, and it just kind of goes like Social Security. It's just kind of like a lie and kind of a Ponzi scheme. But no one's really super into it. And that would be a much better situation than if everybody is like, oh, here comes the great savior of man, central bank digital currency, crypto, you know, universal basic income so no one ever feels pain or starves again. That's a pretty dangerous situation because that's what they want to do. So I don't know what they're going to try and do, but it's going to be a massively destabilizing event. To get people economically desperate enough to accept that. And because everything's consent-based in the satanic realm, it's always like contractual consent-based. Like you have to agree to it or else, you know, I believe that the highest jurisdiction of God the Creator doesn't allow just naked tyranny unless you consent with fear and all that stuff. And so that's what I see coming. I think it's going to be an economic thing, and it's going to be people that say, I have no other choice. And they sign up for a currency that is completely controlled based on your behavior, which is, you know, the wet dream of any controlling apparatus.
Well, you said it perfectly there, my friend. So in closing, in the few minutes we have left, I hope you'll join us again the next few weeks. We'll come on the other shows. What else is on your radar screen? Because I've kind of been guiding this discussion. It's been very thought-provoking.
Oh, that's about it, man. I mean, we're just like, what's on my radar screen? I just do, live streams every day on unauthorized.tv or Rumble or Odyssey or any of those places. I'm still not a lot on YouTube or anything, but I feel like they are kind of loosening up a little bit on the ability to speak on some of these platforms, like Twitter let me back on and a few other places. And so I'm just looking for stuff to get interested in, you know, like, I'm looking to encourage my kids to play music and what they're teaching, what I'm teaching them. And just, I'm recording another hour special over Labor Day in Missouri. We crowdfunded some land in Missouri. So we're going to have a massive event there, BertariaTimes.events. And so I'm going to record another special and, just really focus on what I do well, which is just comedy and community building. And, you know, I'm getting a little better at farming, but, you know, I'm trying to get in shape. I got a little fat from my wife was pregnant for 7 straight years, so I just kept like snacking, and so I'm down like 35 pounds, which is pretty cool. So I'm just trying to focus on that.
Well, that's awesome, fat. Brother. You're looking good. So let me raise this point in closing. What do you think the average person? No, I'm serious. What do you think the average person should do, just individually? That'll help turn this thing around. Plant a garden, pray to God, you know, get back to what's, you know, common sense. What would you advise folks to do?
That's a great question. I think a lot of it is to avoid victim consciousness. So you're a victor, not a victim. And everything that quote unquote is being done to you right now is an opportunity. So because, you know, I've had a lot of things that I was a little resentful for over the years, like being, you know, kicked out of my profession in Hollywood and a lot of betrayals and all that. And looking back with some hindsight, it freed me up in a lot of ways. Like I would have been on the road all the time. I you know, you can make a good living doing it yourself, just directly doing comedy for the people that want to
hear
it.
You wouldn't be breeding like rabbits. You wouldn't have half those kids.
Exactly.
You're like, instead of more money and a bunch of bars late at night and cigarette smoke, I've got all these great kids. This is awesome.
Yeah, I would have missed all those ovulation cycles. Exactly. and so, yeah, I think that's what I would, because I don't know the exact answer, and you don't have to be a farmer. Like, everybody has their craft or whatever they're good at.
But the biggest crop is men and women having children. You got one hell of a crop now. I'm a little bit envious right now.
Yeah, I know. I get envious of people with a lot of kids. You know, I'm always just like I have friends with like 8 kids, and I'm like, whoo, and they'll like live in a trailer, and I'm just like, I'm legitimately envious of them, because I'm just like, that's where it's at. Family is what it's all about. And family with a lot of, you know, and really focus on your kids and try and like raise them up properly. And so that's it. And so my advice to people is, you know, whatever you see as a hardship, like think about those ranchers that Alex was talking about. They would just dust themselves up, pop off.
They didn't think of it. They were like throwing themselves into it like a religion. They were enjoying it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not to sound masochistic, but enjoying the pain is pretty, it's, you know, whatever is causing you hardship, like get into it. Be like, this is making me stronger. And stay grateful. Like every heartbeat you have, every breath you take is a gift. And this place is pretty awesome, regardless of the fact. And even the parasites, like even these provocateurs, like these like, you know, governmental agency type psychopaths. It's like, even view them as a challenge, you know, view them as just another thing to get through where they can still operate and you can still have a great day. And they help you burn the dead wood and see what is bad in your life that you need to change. And bear in mind, I can't always do that. Like, sometimes I get angry. Sometimes I act like...
No, what you said is heavy. I've finally matured the last few years. I'm, like, thankful to my persecutors because they taught me so much. Doesn't mean they're not horrible scum, but, like you said, it sharpened me. And I'm like, man, that I really am thankful.
Yeah, like, look at you. Like that thing you went through. It's like, of all the crimes in the world, look at how hard they pulled you through that. And it'd be so easy to give up and play the victim and, you know, be the persecuted. But the fact you didn't and the fact you're still going, they're torturing themselves with their worldview. They're destroying their own system of control by not playing by the rules, by being so nakedly unfair. And it really is like they're actually the victims. Like, that's the irony about all of this is like, if your entire modus operandi, like your whole world realm-wide control is these contracts and systems of laws, and you're that nakedly unfair, you're going to lose trust with the public. You're going to lose trust with yourself and the people around you. And, you know, the money is just like it's not really a way to figure out who's winning and who's losing.
Confidence in them has collapsed. We just have to build the future, and we win. And we have to because they're done. We better build the future, and you're doing it.
Exactly.
Owen Benjamin, very impressive. OwenBenjamin.com. People can find all your great work there. Thank you so much. Amazing interview.
Thanks, Alex.
Very impressive, smart guy. I love watching his clips. I'm glad he's back on the show. I should have got him on earlier. Glad he came on. Such a friendly guy. Okay, that's it. I'm out of here. Until tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. At 8 a.m. Central, Harrison Smith. And then Owen Schroyer goes live about 3 minutes out of the studio, 50 feet from me. He's always ready to go. Infowars.com/show. That's it for this transmission. Great job putting up with me today, crew.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.